All right. Hi, Ray. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Thanks for coming on Channel 9 again.
My pleasure.
So we're here at PDC 2008, mm-hmm. and I just wanted to have a quick conversation with you. What are some of the key takeaways you want people to take away with them?
Well, yesterday's takeaways, day one of PDC, were really twofold. Number one, that there's a new tier of operating system, the kind of cloud-based OS. The first tier that we've always had is the personal computer tier. The second tier is more or less the enterprise tier, systems that scale to the size of the enterprise. And now companies everywhere are having to deal with the web tier. And we, in essence, have created a computer in the sky and the Windows, OS, Windows Azure. For our customers, it's also very relevant on our online offerings are very relevant, Exchange Online, SharePoint Online, because really that's the way most of our enterprise customers will begin to get a taste of cloud computing, even though developers here, Windows Azure is very, very relevant. And today, we talked about many, many things, but the real takeaway for me, the thing that brings them all together is that it's really not a world anymore that's all about the PC. It's not a world that's all about the web. It's not a world that's all about the phone. It's how can we use those together? How can we build solutions that bring those together for a user in a very, very meaningful way? And the thing that was really neat for me is to see Office taking a bet on that, having Office that you can do some things on the phone that are right for the phone, some things on the web that are right for the web, and of course we love it on the PC.
Excellent. And so, what were some of the the key technical challenges you faced from an architecture? I mean, going from shrink wrapped software to this distributed cloud environment is a very different kind of game. Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit about some of the technical challenges.
Yeah, the biggest challenge that we have as developers, moving forward is that most of the software that we built, both on the client and on the server, is really, we have a scale-up past. We've built bigger and bigger systems. We've relied on the fact that processors are going to get faster or that we can build bigger boxes. And moving forward, we really need to get our minds around parallelism mm-hmm. in many different ways. Parallelism in terms of CPUs and it's kind of a fractal problem, and also parallelism up in the cloud. We refer to it as horizontal scaling, but in essence, the way that we've built enterprise servers, we need to build these things from day one now, such that there's no single point of failure. Build them with new patterns and practices so that they can scale as much as they need be.
Excellent. Now, this was a huge sort of technical endeavor mm-hmm. Spread across the company. Let's talk a little bit about some of your guiding principles, right? I mean, you're known for simplicity and adherence to what everybody else is already doing on the web, so simple protocols. Mm-hmm. What are some, what were your guidance for keep things?
In dealing with teams, it is tough to coordinate. I've had a lot of my past has been in trying to figure out how technology and practices can help reduce coordination costs between people. I've tried to stress and let people know about my beliefs in betting on a simple standard as a fixed point, in order to reduce coordination costs. At Microsoft, many groups, because we have been blessed with the resources to be able to do so, sometimes we'll say if two or three groups need to do something, they'll get together in a room and they'll say, well, how can we, what protocol should we invent, or what should the arguments on the method be to do this specific function, and the three will agree. When there are more and more and more groups, it becomes very complicated to get people to do that coordination. This is a real benefit of grabbing onto something that's very simple and simply introducing it as a constraint and saying, well, look, if this was the constraint and you couldn't meet in an office with the person who designed that thing, how would you innovate on top of that one, thing as a constraint? And one of the things I love about the way that all of the services have been exposed at the different levels of Azure is how easy it is for developers using any of a variety of tools to bring things together to build solutions that are really meaningful and yet very, very easy to compose.
Excellent. Well, you know, finally, we have something we'd like to give you here. This is from a longtime Niner, Jamie.
The Oz man cometh.
Indeed. And this
Well, thank you very much. That's terrific.
Excellent.
I will proudly wear that. Is that on the front or back?
I think it's on the back. Is it on the?
I'm gonna have to wear it backward because I have to wear it coming.
Excellent.
And what's this one?
This is the PDC with the nine guy.
That's great.
Silhouette.
Excellent. PDC, a terrific remembrance. As it turns out, this is the. It was pointed out to me. This is the third anniversary of that memo I wrote, the services disruption thing. So this is a terrific reminder of all that's happened over the past 3 years.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And have a great rest of the PDC.
Thanks.